Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome to the stage Ray Manzarek and the Roy Rogers Band.
We are going to do songs from our new album. It's called Translucent Blues. It is on sale here as you're walking out. You can pick up one if you like the show. And these are songs that lyrics are mainly from poets that we know. And Roy and I put the music to poetic verses. This one is by Jim Carroll, New York City, wrote the Basketball Diaries, and a great poet, exited the planet recently, and this piece is called The Hurricane. Check, as you can tell. Took about 2 hours to do a sound check. These little cracker boxes here. Actually, there's a loaf of bread is in here with the top. Not too quickly, but I'm going to practice the way I used to maneuver over the keyboards. But man, today it's like you're on the floor. Ray, get up. And I would like, I can't.
I can't get up. How am I going to get up?
But back in those days, I'm going to move sachet over and see if we can continue on.
What an auspicious start for Mr. Manzarek. Make sure you're all right, young lady. Hold it.
you, thank you.
He's feeling better already, aren't you? We had a lot of fun making this record. By the way, we have Kevin Hayes on the drums. Kevin Hayes. Hey. Steve Evans on the bass. This is called Fives and One.
Thank you.
song is called A Game of Skill. It's about the skill required to live your life. It's about this King Rock character stood at the top of the world with his silver spurs and his dirty girls. He said, I don't care who I hurt or who I thrill, cause we all know just a game of skill. Oh, we all know just a game of skill. We all know just a game of skill, people. We all know we're just a game of skill.
Game of skill.
like to point out to everyone, in case you don't know, Ray is a South Side of Chicago boy, so he grew up with the blues big time. I didn't know that about Ray when we first met. I said, he said, oh yeah.
And then it was okay after that point. Up until that point, it made no sense. It's like, why would they be together? Why would Ray and Roy be together? It doesn't make any sense. He's a blues guy and Ray is a, you know, whatever the fuck he is. But I am a blues guy too. Grew up south side of Chicago, the blues. Before coming out to California. Came out to California and took LSD. And we're trying to apply those principles to these 21st century blues songs. Isn't that right, man?
He's got the best explanations for this stuff. Better than I ever could possibly put together.
Thank you.
Friday night.
San Francisco, good friend of mine, one of our poet buddies. Those poets, you know, they're all so crazed and reckless and wild. Every girl's dream. I'm going to get a poet, and I'm going to tame him. I know he's wild, my mother said, don't, surely don't go with a poet. But no, I will tame that poet. And of course they never do, and if they do, they're no longer good poets, so, you know. Poets, you have to let them run wild and run free. This is my Michael. Beatnik from the 50s, still walking the planet, still writing. He and I do stuff together occasionally. And this is about, if you haven't, a word of advice, if you haven't read any beat poets, for God's sake, go out and buy a beat book of poetry, a compilation of Ginsberg and Kerouac and Michael McClure, Gary Snyder, Allen Ginsberg. Raise your hand if you ever heard of any of those people. a literate crowd, huh? Yeah, literate crowd. Okay, this is about kicking that white powder habit, for God's sake. Stop the white powder. No white powder. Don't. It's a demon. It's a demon.
I believe in anyone I'm high.
Stop it! Motherfucker, stop it! Stop the white powder. Today, let me change it from cocaine to crystal meth. Oh, man, do I love that. Wow. That white powder just makes me wanna, I don't know, pull my teeth out. Wow, I wanna kick the dog. I wanna beat the old lady. I wanna, you know what? I wanna smoke a lot of cigarettes, I'll tell you that. Smoke and crystal meth, get the two things going, man. Just sucking it in, sucking. Sucking on your mommy's little bottle, just like a little baby. Well, you're a man, you're a woman, you're an adult, you're a human being on planet Earth. Whose destiny is it? Who's in charge of your destiny but you guys, for God's sake? No running out. You can't run out until I'm finished speaking my piece, then you can disappear. And I'm gonna say it one more time. No fucking crystal meth, man. No meth. We're animals, we're strong, we're human beings, we're lions and tigers in the forest, man. We're dolphins out there in the ocean. Every one of us is a dolphin. And we're gonna quit because we are the animals we know we are.
Thank you.
Now, this is a theatrical auditorium in which they do theater things. They don't usually, I guess, have music like this. So what I would like to do is to take advantage of the theatricality of the lighting in here. I would, at this point, like you to bring down the lighting. That's it, huh? On or off? Do we have any blue? Do we have any blue? Or we only have this? This is what we have. Okay, take down some of that yellow. Take down a little of that yellow there. I want to play a song for Jim Morrison. For Pamela Curzon. American Romeo and Juliet. This is Crystal Ship. Thank you. Thanks so much. This is another Jim Carroll song. This one is called Tension. This is about Jim in New York City, in Rikers Island, in the Funny Farm, where Jim spent a portion of his life, off and on, here and there. Sometimes in, most of the times out, but they grab him and put him away. He said, all right, young man, come on, you gotta go in and get regular. You're not regular. So this is Jim singing about all the tension in Rikers Island.
Thank you.
City Blues. What this one is about is about the new Dodge City Blues. We're taking over. The wild, wild west where the future was born is melting down around your ears. Multicolored cultures. In other words, Hawaii. Multicolored cultures giving birth to one tribe. Gonna rule when the smoke finally clears. There's an ancient legend that the future will bring a new race of people. But they're going to be just like us. This isn't going to be anything, but they're going to be the golden race. Going to mix all the different colors of all the people together. And the people that are going to come out, these little children that are going to come out, are going to be golden. Imagine them. They're already here, huh?
Right.
Well, they ain't here in the Midwest, I'll tell you that. And they ain't here down in the South. We don't have none of that there kind of stuff for that race mixing. You know, Dorothy and I don't think you know this, man. My wife and I, Dorothy, Japanese-American, the UCLA girl, we got married on December 21st. 1967. It was illegal to get married to a person of another race up until March of 1967. Say, what? It was against the law. So anyway, yeah, check that out. Find out when it was miscegenation was finally made legal in the United States. I thought, I don't believe this. Anyway, New Dutch City Blues!
Well, the wild west, where the few
This one's written for us by Warren Zevon. And it's a dark Los Angeles tale.
Are there any other kinds of tales about Los Angeles?
Yeah, there are.
Surf's up. I ran into Warren at Barney's Beanery in New York. I'm sorry, in Los Angeles. And it was a while ago. And I told him that Roy and I were working on some songs together. And I said, how about writing a song for us, man? He said, what do you got in mind? I said, well, dark Los Angeles, film noir, you know, film noir. Something like this Hawaiian shirt. This is the pattern worn by Pruitt in From Here to Eternity. Except the original one was in the tan, a black and white movie, so it didn't matter. But I saw it in one of the stores on Kalakaua Avenue, 25 years ago, and I said, I want that one in pink. So what I asked Warren to do was write some kind of dark underbelly of Los Angeles, Raymond Chandler, that kind of stuff, you know. Film noir. Watch your film noir on Turner Network Television. Do you guys have Turner Network Television? You get all that stuff. You know, Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray, Double Indemnity. So this is Warren's version of some Raymond Chandler stuff, and he calls it River of Madness.
Thank you. Thank you.
do Riders on the Storm.
Thank you very much.